Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Johnny. May I please speak with Ms. Jefferson, Ms. Lakita Jefferson?
Who's calling?
Hi, Ms. Jefferson. I'm calling from the Tax Relief Center. The reason for this call is because there was a federal tax debt that was filed against you. I don't know if you're aware or received notice about this matter.
You didn't tell me from who.
Like I said, I'm calling from the Tax Relief Center. I have your information here, just as Ms. Lakita Jefferson, that has a tax debt. But we're not calling to charge you. We're just trying to see if we can help you eliminate this debt or see if we can get a reduction. There's no obligation here at all. We're just trying. It only takes a few minutes. Now it's a great opportunity to get qualified before the program ends. Do you have a couple of minutes, Ms. Jefferson, so I can go ahead and transfer you to my tax specialist that can give you more information than I can? It would only take a couple of minutes. Is that okay with you?
I'm asking, tax, it came in off of what? That's what I'm trying to see. How did you get it? Who sent you?
My department, Ms. Jefferson, what we do here, right? Your number pops up, I call, and then I let you know, I give you the information that I have. But my job is just to transfer you to a specialist. I have
you
a specialist.
You said y'all calling for who you calling
from the, for what? From the Tax Relief Center, man, from the National Tax Relief Center. What we do is we try to help people that have our federal debts with the IRS, and we try to see if we can help them eliminate the debt or see if we can get a reduction on it. We don't ask any personal questions or anything like that. Do you have a couple minutes so I can go ahead and transfer you? It would only take 2 minutes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
one second. Okay, 1 second, ma'am. Just bear with me, okay? I'm doing the transferring right now, ma'am. All righty.
Thank you for calling. Please press 6 now to speak.
Second number.
Tax Relief, this is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. I got Ms. Lakita Jefferson on the other line. She has a tax lien that she's not aware of. She needs your assistance. Her phone number is 90.
So she's not aware of it. Hey. If she's not aware of it, then I don't want you transferring them.
I understand
you want people that are aware of their tax issues.
Well, that's what she's
it.
On the other line because
that's,
she's not
that's
sure,
that's
sir.
I'm sorry. That's just how it works. You have to transfer people that are aware of their tax issues, and they must be federal, IRS, not state.
I understand that. That's what she's on the other line. If you can,
how you transfer them, sir. I'm trying to help you do your job.
No, I understand that, sir.
We can't help people that aren't aware of their tax issues.
I understand that, sir, and I get exactly what you're saying. But the thing is that we're not having that information on our system right now. We don't have how much they owe.
No,
we don't have none of that.
With them, if they don't know, listen to me, man.
Yes.
When you speak to them and they don't know, then they don't know. We're not here to inform them of their issues. We're here to help them with issues they're already aware of.
Okay, no,
I totally
understand that, sir.
So when you speak to them, you make sure that they're aware of what they owe.
And then
we can take it. Otherwise, I can't help them. And then I spend 5-10 minutes on a phone call where I can't help them.
Okay.
So you can't transfer calls like that. I'm trying to help you here.
Not a problem, sir. Ms. Jefferson, she just didn't feel comfortable letting me know about if she had one or not. Ms. Jefferson, do you have a debt now?
Thank you. That's okay. Thank you. Oh,
all righty. Thank you very much.
Complicated.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I apologize.